We're in the middle of Pasuk Dalet in Perek Aleph in Shira Shirim. So Meishorim Ahevucho, that was the end. Ahavo Azo, Avas Mishor, a strong love and a what? Meishorim Ahevucho, the end of Pasuk Dalet. Avas Azo, strong love, Avas Mishor, a straight love. Beli akeva urechosin, without any hiding or deceit or things like that. Veloshen posuk v'hoya ha'okev l'mishor v'arechosim l'biko. Okay, that's a posuk. Asher ahivucha ani v'avoisai be'oisin hayomim. I remember the love that we loved you. So in other words, it's remembering, we remember the love that you showed us. The last Rashi said, and then, is the love that we loved you. Yeah, that's that. And yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Lefi dugmosa. Here he's going to say what now the moshel. Until this was just in the moshel. Now the nimshel. Haim maskirim lefonov chesed neurim. They mention in front of him the chesed of their youth. Avas kelulois. The love of their kelulois is like the marital relationship. Lechtom acharov bamidbor. They followed him blindly, they followed him into the midbar, Eres Tzio v'Tzalmoves, a land without water and darkness, Tzio is, I guess, like a drought, a lack of water, v'Tzalmoves and darkness, I guess. The Gam Tzedolo Osalem, they didn't bring along, sandwiches for lunch. Yeah. Right? They didn't take Tzedolo Aderech, provisions, that's right. The Haminoboy Ubishluchoy, yeah? And they believed in Hashem and in his Shliach Mesh Rabbeinu. V'loyomru, and they could have really said, but they didn't. Heich Neitze Lamidbor Loy Mekoyim Zera Umezoinois. How can we go out to a midbar? It's not a place of Zera Mezainus. In other words, what? No, originally they followed him. No, that later on, when they didn't have water, when they didn't have this. But originally they followed, but it's very interesting because Mitzrayim, as terrible as it was, there was water there, there was food there. In other words, the potential for life was there. A midbar doesn't even have the potential for life. There's nothing in a midbar. So in a midbar, they could have said, listen, this is ridiculous. You know, Mitzrayim was bad enough, but here there's nothing, there isn't even the potential. Said, no. That's what we did towards Hashem. And they brought them into the Anani HaKovin. The Chadorim of the Anani Yaakov, I guess they were Chadorim, they were broken up into different, I guess each family in the Anani Yaakov had his own private room, I guess. Bezu? Okay, so this is what the past, so there was a very beautiful expression of love in the past. We, expressed our love by following him blindly into the Midbar. Eretz Loi Zerua, a land without any potential even for anything. And he responded and brought us into his Anani Yaakov, took us under his wings, so to speak, under his divine protection. Bizu, with this, I guess with this memory, Oidom Hayoim Golimus Mechimbo. Today, we are still, or they are still, rejoicing and happy with him, with Hashem, Afathi onyom b'tzorosom, despite, I guess, their suffering and their tzoros. Umishta ashim b'toiro, and they delight in the Torah. Vishom, and in that Torah and in that delight, maskirim doidov miyayin, they remember the love with more pleasurable than wine. Umishra avosamoisoi, and the love that they had for him. Okay, so first of all, let's understand the dogma in and of itself, and then let's see if we can, that's the hard part, to plug it back into the in other words, the nimshal into the moshal, and into the literal explanation of the pasuk. So basically what he says that this pasuk is saying is it's recalling the love affair of our youth, that we followed Hashem blindly into the Midbar. It was a place that didn't even have the potential to sustain, you're talking about a few million people, didn't even have the potential. There's no water, there's no light. Light, I don't know what that means. I guess it's there must be some kind of metaphor like Tzalmoves, because there was sunlight, probably it was too much sunlight. That's why they needed the Anani HaKovet. I don't know. Whatever it is. But he took us into this place, and that, we went, we followed. I'm sorry, we followed. Lechtamach Rebbe Midbar Tziv and Tzalmoves. And we believed in him and in his shliach. That's very important. And believed in him and in his shliach. What's the importance of that? Well, the shliach is referred to in the pasuk, Moshcheni acharecha lerutza, because we heard the shliach said a remez that we should follow him.
It wasn't really such a remez. It was pretty.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that's that. Okay, well, we compare the Moshe with the Nimshul. If we can get to do that today, we'll see. But Lemaisa, if not for the Shliach, if we didn't believe the Shliach, the whole process wouldn't have begun. Because Hashem didn't speak directly to Klal Yisrael. He gave a remez through Moshe Rabbeinu that this is what he wants us to do. So, and by the way, responding to a remez is a very is a strong expression of love. Because it's one thing if you know you convince me, you cajole me, you entice me. I don't want to use more seductive words, you know. But but Lemaisa here, Aramis, you know, say hey, you know, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if we got together in the Midbar, you know? And that was enough. And I said, Acharecha Larutza, we're running. That's all it took. Now, by the way, now that's the question. This is not yet an estranged relationship. It isn't, it's not. Let's think about that for a moment. They're coming out of Mitzrayim. Coming out of Mitzrayim, it was an estranged relationship in a sense, because they were if they have the Zorah, right? Mishchu kulechem tzoin. So Rashi brings Mishchu yedechem yavi the Zorah ukulechem tzoin. Until that point, they were involved in the Avodah Zorah. That's what the Korban Pesach represented, that this was the God of Mitzrayim, and now they're taking it and shechting it and putting the blood on the outside and this. So it was like a defiance of the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim, but they were in a rough shape, because even when they came to the Yam Suf, the Chazal say, the Malachim said, you know, Halolo ev the Avodah Zorah, Halolo ev the Avodah Zorah. These of the Avodah Zorah, you're drowning, the Mitzrayim. And the other of the Avodah Zorah, you're walking through on dry land. What's the difference? That's what Chazal say, the Malachim say. So they were still, the Arachayim brings that's what Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzak Eli, that he was mispalel before the Yamsuf. And he says, there's a kitrug on the tefillah because of what they did in Mitzrayim. The Avodah Zorah tefillah is not going to help. They have to have bitochen, and then they go into the Yam Suf. So it's clear that they were still in a matzav. And despite the fact...
Moshe should have realized that, basically.
What?
Moshe should have realized that.
Well, he knew that, yeah. But the chiddush is, the praise of the Klal Yisrael is, even though we were in such a distant matzav from Hashem, Avodah Zorah is the ultimate. The furthest away you can get from Hashem is to be an Oved Avodah Zorah. Then you've substituted the Eitzva Evan for the Creator. There's nothing more, there's nothing worse than that. That's like the ultimate distance from Hashem. And yet, we heard a remez, Acharecha Narutzo. Here we are, we're running. So you see that the Klal Yisrael, even in its worst matzav, if they have the Zorah, not worthy as far as the Malachi Ashore saw to be saved on the Yam Suf more than the Mitzrim. And still, Lemaisa, we follow Hashem with love. We no question. What do you mean? You're just David Avi Dezora? Bichlal, it's almost like you don't deserve it. How could you even be so confident? No. We followed him. Lech techa acharei b'amidbar be'eretz lo yizrua. And the way Rashi describes it here, that avas klulois, a love of marital type of love. Lech tam acharei b'amidbar eretz tzivat hamos. I'm saying also them. V'aminabar b'shlucha. They believe Mesh Rabbeinu who gave him the hint and Hashem that he would cover it. V'lo yomru ech neitzir amidbar le'mekoyim zero and zoyres. How can we do such thing? V'hol chu acharei, and they followed him into the midbar blindly. And so that's part what we remember, number one, the love that we showed him. For who have and he brought us into the Anei Akovit. And then he says, this love is bezu odayom golim usmeichim aflifi onyom mitzarosom. Now, this we have to understand, just in the context of the dogma. And then in the context
of... How do they have such love if they just, like, were introduced to Hashem?
What?
How do they have such love for Hashem if they were just...
What do you mean? They knew. What are you talking about? They knew from Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, and Yaakov.
They were, like, serving Avodah Zarah in Egypt, and they weren't, like, connected. You wouldn't say, like, they were Dovik with Hashem, like Avram was. They were distant.
What? No.
Now, like, they're all, like...
Yeah, but they knew it. They knew. They had it. They had it inside. The Bnei Avraham Avinu, you know, the Bnei Avraham Avinu have inside of them this appreciation of Hashem, that was became part of the, you know, we believe that acquired characteristics are hereditary. There's different types of hereditary. There are universal characteristics which just are in every human being. There are hereditary characteristics, and there are two types. There's one type is the type that the parent was born with and passes on to the children. There's another type that the parent acquired and passes on to the children, because if I acquire a certain midah, then I that becomes part of me. If that becomes part of my midah, part of my essence, then I pass that on to my children also.
Weird.
So the midas of Avraham Avinu and the madregas of Avraham Avinu, all that is buried deeply within us. And all it took, that's really very beautiful what you're pointing out, all it took is a remez. A remez. We'll have to get back to the moshul. But ani shemati mishlucha remez shamarto le moshcheini. Tali amarti acharecha norutzo liyo yisluchol leisha. I'm coming to the chasana. We're coming to the chasana. We just had such a strained engagement, or I don't know if engagement or pre engagement history. You know, our dating in Mitzrayim did not go very well. You know, we didn't. It wasn't a very romantic or a very connecting type of a relationship. To the contrary, we were cheating on you behind your back. We were going bowing down to these cows or what, lambs or whatever they were. You know, so. But on the other hand, we heard a remez, which means that love is in that Jewish neshama. No matter where, no matter what, no matter how low, he reaches the lowest level of decadence. Someone told me a story. I don't know all the details, and I'm a little hesitant to say. But somebody who was off the derech, I mean, I hear these stories all the time. This was just yesterday's story. Off the derech, as far away as you can go. A young lady. But this is the story that someone told me. I mean, the parent told me. And called me up and said, back with a vengeance. Amish with a passionate commitment, like, you know, nothing is good enough. What happened? This person was someplace inappropriate. It was on a Shabbos.
A what?
It was on a Shabbos, I guess it must have been late Shabbos afternoon. Inappropriate place, extremely inappropriately dressed and decorated, whatever they do. And somebody comes over and says, you want to hear Havdalah? So they said, yeah, okay, hear Havdalah. Like, and then I guess the guy must have said, what's your name? And one of the people, this one, I think, must have said Esther. And he said, you look more like Vashti. Yeah. That's right. You look more like Vashti. And we don't know what happened, but it must have been in the makings before. What was it? This person, a short time later, is given up all the nonsense. And it's there. It's inside each and every one of us. I may look like Vashti, but inside I'm Esther, you know? I may look like an Eved Avodah Zorah. I may act like an Eved Avodah Zorah. I may talk like an Eved Avodah Zorah. Inside, Moshcheni Acharecha Narutzah. Anyway, so but let's it's late. So let's just get this, then we're gonna have to next time to go back to the Dugma, to the Moshel. But look what he says. Because there's a we have to know the Pshat. He brought us into the Anani Yaakovet. Bizu. And this experience means what's the zoo? What's the zoo? Zayin Vov. Zoo. We followed him blindly into the Midbar. He brought us into the Anani Yaakov, which is the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, protecting everybody from the elements, protecting us and guiding us. Al Pi Hashem Yachanu Va Pi Hashem Yisou. Every step in the Midbar was Al Pi, the movement of the Anani Yaakov. So he says, Bezu, Oidenu Ayom Golem Usmeichim Boy. With this memory, we're still happy in rejoicing. We're suffering today, but even though we have suffering today in the Golos, we still remember that avas klulois, that expression of a depth of romantic love, where we followed him into the Midbar and he took us into the Anani Yaakov. So we're still rejoicing in it. Now, what is umishtashim b'toira v'shom maskirim doidov miyayin umishrav osam osui? So isn't that what he just said before? Even though we're suffering today, we're still rejoicing in that memory which was of the relationship with him. We delight in the Torah. We learn and delight in the Torah. And in that delight, in that Torah, we remember the love more than wine. And the straightness of the love that we had for him.
When we think about those things that we did.
Are there two things happening here? Is that we're still rejoicing in it, and when we mishtasheh b'Torah, we remember
Doid
of Miyayin.
Our decision.
What?
Our decision to go after Hashem, despite the fact we had lack of provisions.
I'm asking a question. There's two things that seem to somewhat repetitive. First, it says we still are rejoicing in that relationship, even though we're suffering. And Shom and Umashtashim b'Torah, we delight in the Torah, and in that we remember the love more than wine, and the straightness of the sincerity of our love for Him. So I'm asking you: is that a repetition? Is that another level? Is that what is that? What's going on over there? That's a very, very important piece of information. What? What are you guessing?
No, what else could it be?
What?
How did it start?
We're still happy about this, even though we're in bed. Well,
so then what's the two levels?
Well, we're furthering the relationship.
Further is a very vague word.
Furthering? It's pretty specific. The relationship was at yay level. We're furthering it.
How do we further it?
By being Mishtasheh b'Torah.
So in other words, before we were Golim Usmeichim, and now we're Mazkirim. I would suggest as follows. To be masbir, your pshat of furthering it. Okay? I would like to give a little hezber to that. It sounds to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, which I'm sure you will, it sounds to me like there's two things happening here. Oidam hayom golem ismeichim boy, in him, in him, after the yom mitzvahs. In other words, today we have tzaras. We're still rejoicing in our relationship with Hashem. You hear? That was established. The klulos, the marriage took place in the Midbar. When he took us, you know, the Kofalim Harkegigis, the Mar Sinai, was the Chuppah, and all the things that they say, all the Darshonim, what? Yeah, that all the, I don't know, different Roshas, whatever it is. But that was the marriage. Okay, now, we still have that relationship. We're still rejoicing in that relationship. That relationship is without the reference in our minds to what happened in the Midbar. The relationship is today. We have now today. We rejoice in our relationship, in our loving relationship with Hashem, I'm suffering. I have terrible pain. I'm in the golus. The worst things are happening. But that, we at Bishas, the pain of the golus, I'm still feeling the simcha, goli musmeichim. That's happy and different types, levels of happiness in my relationship with Hashem. That's what a Jew looks like in the Golos. He's suffering. He's in a concentration camp. He's in a ghetto. He's in a terrible matzav. But he still rejoices in that relationship. Bishas tzor, I have tzar and I have joy at the same time. You know, two conflicting emotions can work together. Just mentioned to someone last night, we said Tfilas HaDerech, that the first time I went once to Lavaya in Bnei Brak, many, many years ago, I said Tfilas HaDerech, Sagienu, L'chaim, U'lesimcha, U'leshol. I said, what L'simcha? I'm going to Lavaya. It's not supposed to be a simcha. And then I realized that there's no contradiction. I have simcha in getting there, and I have tzar at what I'm doing. The Levaya is tzar, and the simcha is I got there alive. You know, that's this too. Here too, we have the tzoris of the golus, and the fact that we still feel that closeness that was established in Har Sinai, that was established in the Midbar when it took us into the Ananiah Kovit. We still rejoice in that relationship today, without remembering what happened. Then, mishtashim batoiro. What? We feel the relationship.
How do you feel it but not remember?
No, I don't. Excuse me. Are you married? No.
I don't think so.
Okay, I just want to make sure. We have to determine that before we can get you married, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, because it's like this. So, a person who's married can have a passionate love affair with his spouse, and yet not think every day of the day that we were married. Every day a married person thinks about the chuppah. You know, even I'll tell you the truth. Even when they see the wedding picture in the house hanging on the wall, they become immune to it. Because I saw it there for the last so many years. So, but the love can remain there without the memory.
Not without the memory, without remembering.
Okay.
The memory's still there.
Okay, that's too philosophical for me. We'll recall when our philosophers come in, we'll ask them about that. However, don't worry, they won't be here for a while. Anyway, but anyway. Okay, but now, listen now. Umishtashim batoira. Now is the next level. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Visham. Now we take it to a new level. The relationship, the love is there inside. And it doesn't, it's the memory of its origins is not in focus right now. But when we're mishtashe about Torah, then shom in that shashua in the Torah, maskir and doido miyayin, then we feel this, the love that we felt in Har Sinai more pleasurably than yayin, and the love, the sincerity of the love that we felt. In other words, the Torah brings the historic feeling to fore. Now, the truth of the matter is that if a person can refocus on the roots of the relationship, it deepens the relationship much more. People will tell you that on an anniversary, they feel more the connection than every other day of the year. Because the anniversary sort of provides a backdrop to the event that brought us to this point. So, and the same thing the Torah, because the Torah is, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is Poshe. The Torah is where Hashem expressed His greatest love to Klal Yisrael. Imagine that. The Har Sinai, He gave us the Torah. Yeah? He gave us the Torah. He gave us, we decide it's halachos. We know how to live our lives now. And my most recent favorite speech that I make is, he gave us in that Torah, the directive for every single thing that has to be done in all generations for the Klal and for each and every individual member of Klal Yisrael. And all you have to do to get those directions is look to the Torah to see, what am I supposed to be doing under the following circumstances? What's the halacha? You ask the rabbi, what does Hashem want of me? What does Hashem want of me? What does Hashem want me to do? And that directive he gave, Bikavono Shlemo Kaviyochol, at Har Sinai 3,332 years ago, for you, for you, for you, for you too. Yeah, hey, well, you too.
What about you? Okay. If we don't remember,
and even me.
What do we have? So I would be in the wrong line of work.
No, no. So wait. Let's wait.
If we don't remember, then what are we happy about?
No, the relationship. We have that relationship. Even again, a person's married for 20 years. They have this wonderful relationship. The only thing is, they don't every day think about standing under the chuppah. It's a distant memory. You know, or you have video, if you watch the video or whatever they make, the movie of what they made, you know, so, okay, they made something, so it reminds you a little bit. But otherwise, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just thinking about it. I love you. You hear? Listen, Rabbi Yisai. I'm just thinking about it. That's one thing. But then there's something else. The Torah, the Mishtashim Batorah, delighting in the, hello, delighting in the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That gift that he gave us, he rescinded all control. Who hoyo mishtasheya, the Torah says, he doesn't any longer because he can't decide. It's halachas, completely given over. And it's the directive for every aspect of every generation of every individual ever was and ever will be to lead his life, all according to these directives. And all this he gave us, we're mishtasheya b'Torah, which is the ultimate expression of his love, v'shom, and in that, we remember the Doidov, that inner relationship that we had with Hashem the whole time. We remember it consciously, more pleasurable than any yayin, and the love that through the Torah and the love that he gave us, and that's.
So what's the order? I think that's, we remember what happened in the desert, and once we remember what happened in the desert, then we.
No. You forget. You don't remember what happened in the desert until you come to the Torah. Before you mishtashay about Torah, you have that loving relationship inside. Not you don't remember the history of it, where it came from. Then, when you mishtashay about Torah, the delight of learning. And by the way,
it says bazoo after it talks about the whole.
But wait, one second. By the way, the mishtashay is mishtashaya, is delighting. If the Torah is. Oh, the Seder is almost over. It's Shashua. Lulei Teirosho Shashua Yozo Vadeti Be'onyi, Dovra Melech said. So when Mishtashaya Matoira, there, that brings back the memory of actually what we remember Maimon Har Sinai and the love that Hashem showed us there and the love that we had for him. And that makes it more acute. It's not just
how do you delight in the Torah?
Back, it's not just the internal relationship.
How do you delight in the Torah?
What?
How do you delight in the Torah?
That's another discussion. That's not for now.
But we're about to have Seder.